welcome back to News and Views, folks. And Jack, you know,
hey, let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
What does this mean to you?
Okay.
467-5467. Good God Almighty. 567-4223.
Well, that's the number for Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams.
How did you know that?
Well, because we know Kim Williams.
We know Kim Williams. Had her on yesterday. Brutally honest. Listen, folks, if you're looking to renegotiate your mortgage, you need to call Alabama Home Mortgage and ask for Kim Williams or her staff. She has been a genius in helping our listeners over the last 5 years. She was one of our original sponsors in helping them refinance their homes and get a much better rate and actually reduce the number of months that they have to pay on this mortgage.
And as she brought up yesterday, well, it's now 99 yesterday, 98 days till Christmas. So if you can refinance, she won't do it unless it actually works for you. But if you can have money come back to you, you can be liquid. You have that cash to go make it a glorious, magical Christmas. Go buy Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams. Again, that number, 567-4223.
And also, here's the deal, too. If it doesn't work, in her opinion,
right.
If you're not going to get a better rate, or she really can't help you, she's going to be brutally honest.
Yes.
And say, this is probably not a good idea for you.
And that's why people keep going back to her. People, she said, no, this is going to work to you, have gone back to her when it will work. That's why she is top-notch. She's considered an incredible mortgage broker here in the River Region. So, again, 567-4223, or go on the web, alahomemortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368, of course, an equal housing lender. Oh, it's good to have great sponsors like Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage.
Yes.
Really.
Hey, I got a weird story. Not a weird story, but, you know, and I knew somebody that had a pet, if you can call them that, pet Burmese python.
Oh, Lord.
And they grow big and they will suck the wind out of you, literally.
Yeah, they'll squeeze you to death.
Well, people that had them as pets would release them. And now we find in the Everglades, kind of overrun with Burmese pythons, and so I guess the Florida Department of Conservation has 50 hunters going out to capture and kill, they say very humanely, to kill these Burmese pythons. I mean, I think a bullet to the head might...
No, very humane.
Right, and very quick.
Right.
But anyway, they're threatening the ecosystem down in the Everglades. You know, they're eating... killing a lot of the wildlife like rabbits, and there has to be a balance. But I just thought that was interesting. And they're putting a bounty on them, like if they're a certain length, you get more money, or a certain weight, you get more money. I'm not going to get that close to them to know how much they weigh.
You got to be careful with that, though. They did that in India when they had a cobra problem.
Uh-huh.
And they got rid of a lot of the cobras on the streets and in the wild pretty quickly, but they kept the bounty going. So what happened is people started raising the cobras in their homes. And so the authorities are like, we're not seeing any cobras in the wild or out on the streets, but we're still getting people.
People are turning in a lot of cobras.
So they got rid of the bounty, and guess what the people who were raising the cobras in their homes did? They released them into the wild.
Why would anybody?
Florida needs to be on top of this if they're going to do this bounty
system.
Why
would anybody raise a cobra? I mean, how do you get close enough to feed them and all that stuff?
I wouldn't be that brave.
Especially those kinds that spit at you.
No, at the old place I used to live in, we had like four or five guys living there. One of the guys did have a pet python. It was not that large. It was still kind of a year or two old.
Yeah.
But it was named Miley Cyrus. And so we named a mouse Taylor Swift, and, well, we watched the action commence. I had a weird house in those days.
Would you feed them live rats or
live mice? Yeah,
and
that's why I don't live, and that's why I don't like having a snake. Like, it's one thing to be in the house and it's not mine; I have to take care of. Snakes give me the heebie-jeebies.
Me? Oh, I'm scared of it. I'm unnaturally scared of it.
Yeah, it's a primordial, like it's an instinctual thing. Like, I don't like snakes, man.
There are four poisonous snakes around here.
Right. Moccasin, those are the meanest.
They're pretty aggressive, and copperheads too, mm-hmm. Especially when they have young.
And rattlesnakes at least warn you.
Yeah, but their venom is deadly.
Very deadly.
And also there's coral snakes, although you don't see them around here. I think I read an article a couple of years ago that they found one in some pine straw in the woods in Coosa County.
Mm, you're freaking me out, Jack. That's why I stay indoors.
Me too.
Well, we got to hit this break here, folks. Weather? news, local news, and we'll be right back. You're listening to News and Views. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
You want to give us a call, 272-9228.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Another very hot day today with a high temperature up to about 101. We should easily break the record high of 100. Rain chances are not zero, but under 20%. There's a backdoor cool front entering the state from Georgia. And, you know, could there be a stray shower somewhere along the front? I suppose. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, a noticeable improvement with highs around 90, tolerable humidity levels, and lows at night in the mid-60s. You'll feel the difference. Still dry, though. Then low to mid-90s Sunday, mid-90s on Monday and Tuesday, dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A triple shooting early Monday morning in Montgomery is now under investigation. Montgomery police found a man with life-threatening gunshot wound in the 3600 block of Debbie Drive. Two other men showed up at the hospital with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. Right now, no arrests have been made. Kitty Seal, the founding artistic director of the Alabama Dance Theater, has died. She founded the organization back in 1986. Funeral arrangements have not been announced. And Butler County School Superintendent Dr. John Stricker is leaving for another job. Stricker was unanimously named the new superintendent for Jackson County, Mississippi. He was one of 10 finalists for the position. Stricker has served as Butler County School Superintendent for the last 2 years. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's
time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back, folks, to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell. How y'all doing?
I'm doing all right. I hope the
audience
is. You'll
get that down one of these days.
Yeah, one of these days. I don't have that sweet Southern accent, though, like you do.
What do you mean? You were born here, too.
Yeah, but I half my family's a bunch of Yankees from
New mother was from the Bronx. What are you talking about? Or what are you talking about?
I guess we're two peas in a pod, then,
Jack. Yeah, sure. Sure.
But, Jack, you know, you don't still pay for your checking account, right?
No.
And you have one that pays you back, too, right?
Well, yeah.
Because when you're lending money to a bank or a credit union, they should be giving you something back. And ASE Credit Union does that with its Kasasa checking accounts. There's a Kasasa Cash program, a free checking account that pays you 4% APY on balances up to 30 grand. You get refunds at all sorts of ATMs nationwide.
That's cool.
No minimum balance requirements. You also get Kasasa cash back with Kasasa checking. It's a free checking account that rewards you 3% cash back up to $12 per month, so it's essentially a free meal every month on everyday debit card purchases, not just gas or groceries. So it's not a point system, it's straight up cash back. So if you're not getting anything back on your current checking account, or heaven forbid, you're still paying for your checking account, I highly suggest, folks, go check out ASE Credit Union at yourasecu.com. Yourasecu.com. Don't just bank Kasasa. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity. Lender terms and conditions apply. See an ASC associate.
And they're very great. We are very grateful to have them as a sponsor of our station and our show.
Absolutely. Great folks over there.
I hate to report, you know, people kind of kid me about my obituaries, but Montgomery lost a real trailblazer yesterday. Kitty Seal, who was the founder and director of the Alabama Dance Theater, passed away from cancer. Kitty, a great lady. I've known her for a long time, known her family. She was Kitty Litchfield, which we all know is an old Montgomery family. She married a great guy and a fun fellow named Turner Seal. And of course, they've lived here and grew up here and been here for many, many years. And Kitty has really brought a lot of joy and happiness to a lot of people in Montgomery, a lot of entertainment. And she passed away yesterday. Kitty Litchfield Seal, like I say, a personal friend and somebody that people had an immense respect for, has passed away. And our condolences go out to her family and her dear friends. And she was very well loved around here.
You know, it's amazing when you open your eyes to the community, especially a young guy like me. And if you really open your eyes and you pay attention, how many people help make this town what it is. You know, I was one of those folks when I was younger, Jack, thinking, oh, Montgomery, nothing to do with Montgomery. But really, that wasn't a problem with Montgomery. It was a problem with me. My attitude. And I've changed my tune. There's a lot of things going on.
There's a lot of philanthropy here that people don't even know about, of people giving time, talents, and money to projects that affect and make lives better for other people. I mean, it's just amazing. In fact, Kitty was named Montgomery Advertiser's Community Hero for August 2019.
Right.
So it's a big honor. And a tribute to her and a legacy to her family. So anyway.
So, Jack, could you humor me for a second?
I've
been trying to suppress my anger the closer we get to this subject. And thank God, Corey Lewandowski, the former campaign manager for Trump.
I think he wrote a book, too.
Mm-hmm. He had a masterful performance yesterday in front of the Judiciary Committee run by the Democrats and Jerry Nadler. And so Corey's wonderful performance helped simmer my anger down a little bit. But I was the type, Jack, when all this got going with the Russia investigation, to say, hey, let's wait and see. I'm not going to say it's a dirty investigation. I'm not going to say there are any dirty cops or deep state coup just yet. I'm going to say that the gold standard for deciding whether or not there's something going on with Trump and the Russians, something underhanded, is going to be the Mueller report. And as the Mueller report was on the eve of it coming out, all the major players, people like James Clapper, started changing their tune and moving the goalpost. Like, no. We've been talking about this for 2 years. You're not allowed to move the goalpost. We've been talking about it for 2 years, nonstop. Collusion, bombshell after bombshell that meant actually nothing in the long haul. And so now the Democrats are sitting here finding anything they can impeach the president for, rehashing the Mueller report, even though, especially in Section 1 of the Mueller report, it does not prove anything. Not only did they find no connection between the Trump campaign, Trump himself, with Russian interference in the election, they found no American cooperated.
You know, and the Democrats in the election of 2018 were all licking their chops thinking, if we can get back the House, because they knew they couldn't get back the Senate, if we can get back the House, once Mueller's report comes out and we're holding the House, we are going to control the Judiciary Committee in the House. We're going to impeach Donald Trump. Well, Mueller testifies and is a total dud.
Yep.
And displays an incredible ineptitude as if he wasn't even in control of that investigation.
He was actually struck in Weissman.
Yeah, and everybody knows that Andrew Weissman is wretched. And if anybody could have found anything and would have been delighted to find anything on Trump, it would have been him. And they couldn't. So now, but the House Judiciary Committee is hell-bent on starting some kind of impeachment hearing against Trump. And this thing yesterday was great.
Yeah, this is fantastic. It helps my anger again simmer down. Because the Democrats, again, are like a dog who won't let go of a bone. And there's not any meat on the thing left. It's not even real anymore.
Even my dog will put that down.
Yeah, come on. It doesn't taste good anymore, Jerry. Gerald Nadler. Give it up.
He's of course, a big Democrat from New York.
I'll try to calm down. And here's a way I'll do it, folks. Jack, I don't think you've heard this yet. This is the beginning of the hearing yesterday, the Judiciary Committee that Jerry Nadler heads.
And Lewandowski was a Trump operative in
yes.
the 2016 campaign for president.
And he's cited in the Mueller report as Trump saying, hey, Corey, could you go talk to Jeff Sessions about this Bob Mueller guy, this bad dude? He's conflicted. He's very conflicted. Lewandowski didn't follow that order, and Lewandowski wasn't a member of the White House at that point. He was just a friendly visitor.
Yeah,
And so this video starts off with...
As reported in the Mueller report on June 19th, 2017, you met alone in the Oval Office with the president.
His mic's not on.
I said, is there a book and page number you can reference me to, please? I don't have a copy of the report in front of me.
Volume 2, page 90. But I simply ask you, is it correct that as reported in the Mueller report on June 19th, 2017, you met alone in the Oval Office with the president?
Could you read the exact language of the report, sir? I don't have it available to me.
I don't think I need to do that, and I have limited time. Did you meet alone with the president on that date?
Congressman, I'd like you to refresh my memory by providing a copy of the report so I can follow along.
Hey, you don't have a copy with you?
I don't have a copy of the report, Congressman.
Mr. Chairman, I request that the clock be stopped while this charade is sorted out.
So, essentially, there's Lewandowski from the get-go just throwing a wrench in the whole thing. And Nadler is not really sure what to do here. So they finally get him a report.
So they're scurrying around the hearing room.
I'm sorry, Congressman, what page was it?
The clock should have been stopped and should remain stopped.
Well, they're worried about the clock.
Page 90, volume 2.
Okay, and which paragraph, sir?
I don't have it in front of me.
Now, Jerry doesn't have it.
So I can follow along on what you're asking.
Look how upset that
is. You don't have an independent recollection of whether you met with the president on that date?
Congressman, I'm just trying to find in the Mueller report where it states that.
Well, you have it in front of you. I gave you the page number.
Okay, where on page 90 is it, sir?
Oh, God, he's being such a smart.
Mr. Chairman, you got to start the clock.
No, I don't have to start the clock, but he's filibustering.
Now, Doug Collins is going to jump in.
Filibustering is a different issue. That's across the hall in the Senate. This is actual questions being done now.
Mr. Chairman, point of parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Chairman.
That's not me.
The gentleman will state his point of parliamentary inquiry.
Mr. Chairman, is it appropriate for a witness to refuse to answer a question and instead demand that we reference and point him to the... I'd ask that Mueller report be closed and the witness be directed to answer the question.
No, well, the answer is not appropriate... But it's on the bottom two lines of that page.
Now I can start.
Now the clock is
started. There's a question.
Point of order. When will the clock start, Mr. Chairman?
Once the questions asked, Mr. Chairman, the clock should start.
Right under overview, second line.
These guys really have it together.
Parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Chairman.
Gentlemen, the witness,
point of order.
The witness has the time and
point
will
of order is a
question. The witness
point of order
will answer
overrides
the question.
That.
Doug Collins.
A point of order overrides that, Mr. Chairman, and you know that.
The gentleman will state his point of order.
Point of order is once the question has been asked in reference properly to the witness to answer the question, the clock should start. It cannot be held while you and your counsel go over notes.
The gentleman is correct. The clock will start. And the witness will answer the question without further delay.
Yes, I see that in the report.
During that meeting, did you tell the special counsel that the president, quote, asked you to deliver a message to Sessions, who was then the Attorney General of the United States? Page 91.
He's reading the report.
Oh, I know.
Lewandowski is.
I asked you a question, sir.
I'm looking for that reference on page 91, Congressman.
Do you not have an independent recollection?
No, I'm looking... Mr. Congressman, I'm trying to adhere to the White House's request. I answer questions that are provided in the Mueller report only. So I'm trying to reference that report directly about your question, Congressman.
Nadler is just so rattled here.
Yeah, he's like, what is this?
Were you a White House employee at that time?
No, Congressman.
And if, did you ever, okay. You did not hold any position in the government whatsoever, did you?
Correct.
Now, sitting behind you are counsels for the White House, correct?
That's my understanding.
You understand those lawyers actually work for the president at the White House?
I believe that's accurate.
Nevertheless, the president's lawyers have told you not to answer any question by this committee other than what has already been disclosed in the special counsel's report. Is that correct?
Congressman, I have to read from the letter that the White House provided the committee if that would help clarify. Would you like me to do that, Congressman?
No, I'd like you to answer the question. Have you been directed...
Congressman, I've never spoken to any members of the White House counsel's office other than saying hello about 15 seconds ago.
You were directed by letter.
Congressman, I was provided a letter that I believe this committee was assigned. It says, as explained below, Mr. Lewandowski's conversation with the president and with senior advisors to the president are protected from disclosure by long-settled principles protecting executive branch confidentiality interests, and as a result, the White House is directing Mr. Lewandowski not to provide information about such communications beyond the information provided in the portions of the report.
We'll take that as a yes. The basis for that direction is a claim of executive privilege. Is that correct?
I can read it again, Congressman.
The answer is you're not answering the question. We've already established that you were never employed by the White House or the executive branch. That is correct.
I have never been employed by the executive branch.
Sir, did you ask the White House counsels to be here?
Congressman, as I just reiterated, I've never spoken to anyone in the White House counsel's office.
The answer is no. Was it your idea for you not to answer questions based on a claim of executive privilege?
I can reiterate, I didn't ask. I've never had a conversation with someone from the White House counsel's office regarding this matter.
So it was your idea not to answer?
I have never had a conversation with someone from the White House counsel's office.
Was it your idea not to answer these questions on the basis of executive privilege, yes or no?
Congressman, I can only go by the letter that was provided. It was not my idea to provide this letter.
Not your idea. Did you ever suggest to the president or anyone else that you thought your communications with him were official White House communications?
Congressman, the White House has directed I not disclose the substance of any discussions with the president or his advisors to protect executive branch confidentiality. And I recognize this is not my privilege, but I am respecting the White House's decision.
Let me ask you some questions about your relationship with the president after he assumed office.
Okay.
How many times has the president asked you to meet him in the White House?
The White House has directed not disclose the substance of any discussions.
How many times did you meet with the president alone in the White House in 2017?
I don't know the answer to that.
How many times did he direct you to deliver a message to a member of his cabinet?
The White House has directed I not disclose the substance of any discussions with the president.
Did he ever discuss with you any concerns that he may have committed a criminal offense?
The White House has directed not disclose the substance of any discussions with the president or his advisors to protect executive branch confidentiality.
He's killing the clock.
Not my privilege.
Mr. Chairman, I make a point of order. Pursuant to Clause 2J, 2A of Rule 111, that the gentleman is out of order. He has exceeded the time limit under the five-minute rule.
He's out of time.
I will enforce the time limit under the five-minute rule.
I challenge the ruling.
I
challenge the ruling of the chair.
The ruling of the chair is challenged. All those in favor of overriding the rule of the chair will say aye. Aye. Opposed, no.
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 Roll call.
Those have it. Roll call is asked. The clerk will call. Where's the clerk?
Where the hell's the clerk? Oh,
this is glorious.
This is just a circus.
So I was so angry, Jack, thinking, oh, this whole circus is going to go on and all that. But then I watched this first opening 7 minutes, folks, and... Oh, I'm so happy. That made my day.
Boy, Lewandowski is really good.
It was so good.
Boy, they had him coached up very well.
And Doug Collins was ready to tag team in and hit him with all these points of orders and inquiries. And it's just...
And Nadler knew he had to adhere to that. It's killing him.
Yeah, one point behind him, his lawyer comes up and goes, yeah, he's right. It's like, okay, the gentleman's right. Anyway, we got to hit this break, folks. You're listening to News and Views. 9 to noon, we're in the 11 o'clock hour. I'm Joey Clark, he's Jack Campbell. We'll be right back. 272-9228 if you want to join on the conversation. Are you worried about the impeachment Democrats? Are you worried about Jerry Nadler, especially after that performance? I'm not, but maybe you are. 272-9228.
Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and be on the lookout, Prattville. Coming soon to the preferred community, the second location of Smooth Vapor.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Metro Fitness and Dementia Friendly Alabama are teaming up to bring an awareness and support to those living with dementia and those caring for them. Mark your calendars for Tuesday, September the 24th at 9:30 a.m. or 5:30 p.m. for a Memories Matter Zumba class at Metro Fitness. Donations are welcome but not required. Come join the fun for a great cause. MetroFitness.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back, folks.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, especially after that last clip.
Oh, wasn't that great? I'm Jack Campbell.
I'm Joey Clark.
You're listening to News and Views on 93.1 FM, WACV. How you doing? Hey, What do CeCe and James and Jeanette and Cameron have in common? That was a lot of alliteration, wasn't it?
It was. I like it. What do they have in common, James?
They're all named Cole.
Oh, yeah.
Cole Plumbing. One of the great sponsors of News and Views for many years. They are a locally owned, locally operated plumbing company in Montgomery. CeCe founded the company when he came back from Vietnam many, many moons ago. They've been going strong ever since. 279-8919. We always laugh. You have trouble with your bowl. What do?
Call on Cole.
You call on Cole. They are great, and they are friendly people. They're responsive. They have this pipeline technology where they don't have to dig up your yard and put you in a lurch while you're, you know, undergoing plumbing problems. Because Right. Like somebody said, when you call a plumber, you really need a plumber. It's not something that can wait around. So any plumbing needs you have, make sure you call Cole Plumbing. James Cole is a great guy. He calls this show every now and then. He's a listener and a sponsor. We're tickled to have him, and we want you to call him if you have any plumbing needs. 279-8919.
And when you have trouble with your bowl?
Call on Cole.
All right.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right.
Hey, did you hear about this? There's a professor at the University of Alabama who's in the marketing department. Mm-hmm. His name is Joel Strayer, Strayer. And one day a kid comes into the class and he brings a beer.
In the class?
He's drinking beer in the class and he has it videoed. And so, anyway, I don't know. Well, after he drank the beer, all the students started clapping.
Okay.
Well, I mean, the professor, he didn't know the guy was coming in, I don't think. Anyway, he gets a suspension from teaching for a few days. Well, he's back on the job. The student has apologized, said, man, I didn't mean to get the professor in trouble. This guy's not even a student at the university. But he walked in. He wanted this video in a classroom so he could make it go viral and become famous and all that. Yeah. But anyway.
Well, it worked to a degree.
Yeah, it did. But, I mean, this poor. Of course, what the professor should have said is, you know, get the hell out of my class with that beer. But he was probably so aghast at what he was seeing. The nerve of this student. You know, in classes at these universities are so big that you don't know who's in your class and who's not, especially if you don't call roll. And a lot of professors don't. You know, they don't care whether you come or not. I remember I had an English class my freshman year at Alabama. I mean, there were like 400 people in the class. It was in an auditorium. So I don't know how big this marketing class was. But anyway, the poor professor, now he's back on the job.
Well, and while we're doing some lighthearted stories like this, this is one we found yesterday we just didn't get to yet. This is from USA Today. The headline is this, folks. Pigeon poops on head of lawmaker discussing pigeon poop problem.
That's pretty funny. Where was this?
Chicago. A pigeon apparently didn't think much of a lawmaker's ideas to address a messy situation in Chicago Transit Authority stop, known as by some as the Pigeon Poop Station. WBBM-TV reported that one of the birds did its business on the head of Democratic State Rep. Jamie Andrade, I think is that name, as he discussed the problems with a reporter outside the Irving Park Blue Line station. During the interview, Andrade rubbed the top of his head and said, I think they just got me.
That's pretty funny.
That's great stuff. I love it when just, it's so, irony is wonderful. Let's go to this call before we hit a break here. 272-9228. You're on the air. Who's this?
Why can't you bring a beer into a college classroom?
I don't know. Well, maybe he wasn't 21, but if you...
Oh, well, that'd be a different story. But now, I remember when I was going to AUM, there used to be ashtrays on the table.
Yeah.
I remember when I was at Auburn in our French class, there was one student that would bring vodka in a water bottle. I didn't partake, but
wow. They
were having a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's certain public places you can't drink. You know, it's not a bar. It's not a private residence. It's a public university. So I suppose there are probably provisions against
well,
that.
Well, Mr. Professor, my psychiatrist that my mother pays a lot of money for
said it was okay for me to have Heineken.
It's an emotional support beer.
Well, Well, yeah, that might work nowadays. I don't know. But no, we never had a problem with it. I mean, it was in your book bag. You just have like a little mini cooler in there. Because the class is like 2 hours twice a week. And so was never a problem at, you know, where I went to school. But anyway.
Well, where'd you go, LSU? They encourage open drinking over there in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, where they have Yakimane. Hey, man, they got a real tiger. Don't mess with them. Anyway, thanks, guys. I was just wondering about it. I don't know why. I guess, if the professor, it might be some kind of a policy for an employee of the university that they don't allow beer in the classroom.
Yeah,
but
that makes sense.
I never had an instructor that cared that much. They didn't care if she
Have you ever been to an LSU game?
Yes.
Well, I mean, like in Baton Rouge?
That's the only place to go.
Oh, man, it's fun. You talk about, you know, if you don't have a flask when you're going through the gate, they'll issue you one. You know, everybody in that place is rocking and rolling, especially a night game.
I believe it. All that day drinking,
and you know, they hate what I love about LSU. Because I've been to like four games over there when Alabama played. They are mean as hell to you before the game, but luckily for me, the four games that I've been to, Alabama has won, so when you're leaving, they're very sweet and nice and invite you over to eat, you know, gator and steaks and whatever they're serving and cooking at their tailgate. They are great fans.
And of course, see, I don't wear anything from Alabama, whether it's Auburn or Bama, when I go to an LSU game, I'm not going to do something like that. I mean, I'm an independent person. I just happened to be running around the Gulf Coast at the time and got to go to a game. Boy, it's loud.
Yes, yeah, really loud.
You know, but it's a lot of fun. I love that. I love passion on whoever team it is. I don't really care who wins unless I got money on it.
Well, you know, it's funny because They are like crazy fans, and it's a really, really incredibly loud place. You know, when Huey Long had that stadium built, I think at one time it had dormitories in the building. So the walls in it kind of go straight up, and it is a loud, loud place. But I have found a place that's louder than that, and that is College Station, Texas. That A&N stadium, and they added on about 20,000 seats. I think when I went there in 2013, it held like 85,000 students.
Wow.
But now it holds more than 100,000.
Wow.
It is loud, loud, loud. And they are great fans. They're friendly before and after the game.
Yeah, I tell you, they keep making these stadiums louder. We're going to have to start wearing earplugs like when you go to a NASCAR.
Well, you know, in Tuscaloosa, the stadium is actually not going to hold as many seats next year because they're, like, building some more, like, suites in it, and they're going to knock out some of the seats. But
yeah, well, the doctors and lawyers got to have a place to sit.
Well, you know that's right.
Talk to y'all later. Thanks.
All right, thanks
you,
for the call.
Gambler. We got to hit another break here, folks. You want to join in on the conversation before the show's up, 272-9228, 272-9228. News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey Montgomery, local businesses need a communication partner who provides services tailored to your needs as well as a local support team. WOW Business is focused on your success so that you can focus on your business. Visit wowforbusiness.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. Another very hot day today with a high temperature up to about 101. We should easily break the record high of 100. Rain chances are not zero, but under 20%. There's a backdoor cool front entering the state from Georgia. And, you know, could there be a stray shower somewhere along the front? I suppose. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, a noticeable improvement with highs around 90, tolerable humidity levels, and lows at night in the mid-60s. You'll feel the difference. Still dry, though. Then low to mid-90s Sunday, mid-90s on Monday and Tuesday, dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Young girl, get out of my mind.
Welcome back to News and Views. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I need to stop saying that. It's just kind of automatic.
Yeah, it's a tick. Like it's just built in.
Are you familiar with the name Sacha Baron Cohen?
Yeah, a very rude comedian.
Well, rude comedian who did the movie Borat.
Very nice.
Who portrays somebody from one of the Slavias or
the
from,
movie's hilarious. Yeah.
And he goes around the country, unbeknownst to people that were videoed, that he portrays this citizen or person who's come to the United States and doesn't know our culture and our norms. And,
right.
You know, he goes and has dinner at this Mount Brook socialite's house. And,
right.
Anyway, it's
so
an outrageous, crazy movie. Well, he tricked Roy Moore a couple of years ago. Judge Moore was down at, you know, somewhere like Enterprise, and he was doing a big event, and this Sacha Baron Cohen goes up and portrays a colonel in the Israeli army or something like that who's set to give Roy Moore an award for his being a friend of Israel kind of deal. But what it ends up being is the closer that Sacha Baron Cohen gets up to Roy Moore, the louder he has a pedophilia whatever you want to call it, meter.
Like a Geiger counter?
Yeah, like a Geiger counter. The closer he gets to Roy Moore, the louder it gets. And Roy Moore's sitting there like real stone-faced, like, what in the hell is going on? Well, after that happened, and I think Cohen was on one of the talk shows, mm-hmm. and he was talking about it. Well, Roy Moore sued him for defamation or something like that. Well, Cohen is now attempting to have this lawsuit thrown out. And he's been successful because he's been pretty outrageous for a few years.
He's been doing this for a while.
Yeah, he's been doing it for a while, and he is trying to get the suit dismissed. I think it got moved from Washington, D.C. to a court in New York. So
yeah, and it's not just Roy Moore has been caught up by Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh, no, it's a lot of other
all
people.
All sorts of folks have been caught by him. Very funny stuff. I mean, some people don't like that type of comedy, that sort of gotcha stuff, but I have to admit, some of those he got Ron Paul in the Borat movie. Some of those segments are hysterical.
They really are.
Especially as you see the person like realize, oh, this is not what I thought it was.
Yeah, I think the Borat was shown at the Capri like mm-hmm. 5-6 years ago, and I went, and it was just, or even longer than that, it was hilarious.
Well, before we hit a...
It's outrageous, but it's hilarious.
Before we hit a break here, we got a little bit of time, and we got a full board of calls.
All right.
272-9228, and Robin has been the most patient. Hey, Robin.
Hi.
Hey,
first
Robin.
First of all, welcome to this time slot. I think it's great. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you so much.
I just wanted to go back to drinking in class. I'm embarrassed. Well, sort of embarrassed to say when I went to AUM, I took a big gap tumbler with, I think, Bartle and
Hey, Robin, you're kind of muffled. Can you get closer to the...
Okay. Is this a little bit better?
Yeah, that's a lot better right there.
Okay. So when I went to AUM, I was in French class. And I decided one night, I might speak better French if I took a big tumbler full of peep.
Full of what?
And a Bartles and James wine cooler.
Oh, wow.
That night, my French really improved.
Really? Just a looser tongue? Yes. The flow, the rhythm of the language really came through?
Yes. The accent, you know, the R's and everything. I think it came out a lot better. The teacher never noticed, but I think maybe she came to the class drunk, so, or at least tipsy. So everything worked out, but yeah, I used to do that.
That's hilarious.
Well, I'm sure the chancellor at AUM loves your call.
And I hope Robin is not your real name.
Right.
Well, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. And thank you for your support of our show.
Sure, keep doing a great
job. Thank you, Robin.
Thanks.
Well, that is a fantastic call. Let's very quickly go to Smooth Operator.
Hey, Smooth, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to know how y'all doing.
We're doing well, thanks, man.
Good. I just wanted to call in real quick, and I've got kind of a little string of logistical issues going on, nothing big, but thanks to all the great sponsors of y'all's shows all throughout the day. People are helping me as much as they can, so I'm just going to keep on chopping away, and I appreciate it.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. We appreciate that. You too. Sorry, thanks.
You too.
Our sponsors mean the world to us.
Yeah, and
there are,
in fact, there's
lifeblood for sure.
There's one that I'm really interested in because I don't know how happy I am with my bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Well, Bath Innovations of Alabama ought to help you.
Okay.
They got a showroom over on the Eastern Boulevard at 2331. It's right across from Home Depot. And if you want to go over there and check out some of the great things they have, they can reconfigure your whole bathroom, put in walk-in showers, new tubs, fix your fiberglass, repair your sink, put you in a new toilet, retile, whatever it is you need, Bath Innovations of Alabama can do it. And you can reach them at 277-2723. That's Bath Innovations of Alabama, your one-stop for bathroom improvement.
Well, we got to hit a quick break here, folks. Hold your positions on the phones, 272-9228. Really is a shame that Roy Moore got tricked by Sacha Baron Cohen. Shame it's gone to court.
And the thing is, he signed a waiver, and that's what's going to be the sticking point
right.
when he gets in court.
Exactly. But, you know, we'll see how it all plays out. Be right back, folks.
With all the charms of kept
the secret of your you. You led me to believe you're...
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chests and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery in my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices, mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Rest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No hoes, layaways, or returns.
Visit Jasmine Hill Gardens and stroll the beautiful tree-lined walkways where something is always in bloom and surprises await. Have fun amongst the sculptures and pause to soak up the beauty of nature. Enjoy Jasmine Hill Gardens. Leave enlightened.
We're talking with Bill Cutter with Circle C Trailers, Highway 82 West in Prattville, Alabama. Bill, you've taken on a brand spanking new line of trailers. Tell us about it.
First of all, we would like to thank our thousands of customers that have come out and used our repair facilities, parts department, as well as bought trailers from us. We have taken on a new line of trailers, Top Hat Trailers. They are some of the finest trailers there are. We also have our enclosed trailers. We have taken on Lark enclosed trailers. We would invite everybody out to look at them, as well as we have dump trailers in stock, goosenecks in stock, utilities, you name it, we have it. If we don't have it, we will get it for you. We do not mind special orders. We enjoy them. They enjoy our customers. You can reach us at 334-301-9520, or you can come to 1720 Highway 82 West in Prattville.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Oh, welcome back, folks. You're listening to News and Views. I'm Joey Clark.
You got new headphones.
I did. Yeah. New time slot. New headphones. We got to have some fun here.
I got to get some. Mine are shedding on me.
Yeah, well, go buy
them. I'm wearing a little white pullover shirt today, and all these little black things are on. I thought they were bugs. I thought, oh, my God, I've got head lice. And I've never had that before in my whole life. And I'm looking down. I didn't have my glasses on, all these little black, and I would brush them off, and then there would be more, and I thought, oh, my God, they're hatching. But it was the little rubber pads on my ears that are on my headphones.
Well, let's go to the phones and talk to Jim. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Good. It's still morning.
Yes, it is, Jim.
Uh,
Yeah, I'm celebrating the last day of this heat wave because tomorrow the high is going to be 88.
So yeah, but it's going back up to 95, Rich Thomas said, in the next few days.
Yeah, but it's still, it's kind of a water, moistureless cold front coming through, but it'll be, you know.
Well, let me tell you something.
Down in the 60s, humidity would be down.
Well, let me tell you something. When it, there is a huge difference between 90 and 95.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you're out in it, and I'm out a lot during the day, it's brutal when it's 95.
Yeah, humidity. But anyway, I just wanted to, I know this is your third day. Y'all are doing a great job. Joey's kind of a mellow guy there. But, you know, Joey, it's like, you know, you can have a guy that's a great doctor, but he doesn't have real good bedside manner, and that's what you've got. You've got real good bedside manner with your audience out here. So,
well, I certainly try. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, and I just want to say one more thing. I sure love a great talk show that you can actually call in and they take calls. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for saying that. And you know, our listeners make this program, and our callers help make this program, and long as you're around, we'll be around. That's the way I look at it.
Well, let's go to another great caller. Calls in often. Red Top.
Hey, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Man, I'm inside, luckily. I want to ask you guys a question. Do y'all bring your own headphones, or does everybody use everybody?
No, we bring in our own.
It's best that way.
That sounds like a great idea.
But let me tell you, a very important commodity around here is an adapter.
Yes.
And they sometimes disappear by the truckload.
I might have picked up a few extra.
Yeah.
That's right. All the headphones don't come with quarter. None of them come with quarter-inch adapters anymore.
Right.
Gosh. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, it's the headphone situation's gotten out. Yeah, y'all tried wireless headphones. I guess they won't work in a studio. Too much RF.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Enough technical stuff. Answer me a question. Why in the hell does anybody call him Judge Roy Moore when he's been deposed twice? If he gets on the phone, I'm not calling him Judge. He's not a judge.
Branding. History.
Well, I'm, you know, technically he was not disbarred, so he is still a judge. He was only removed from the bench. So I think he's
twice.
Twice.
Why in the hell does this man deserve the respect of being called a judge? I disagree with you.
Well, if you see him, call him Roy.
Courtesy?
Well, most people, you know, my brother was a city judge, and a lot of people called him Judge Campbell. A lot of people called him Clark. I mean, I don't. Some judges are like doctors. They're really eating up with their title. But some of them are like Bill Shashy. If you went up to Bill and said, "Hey, Billy," he wouldn't care. But then there's some who do.
There's no damn law says you got to call the man judge.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. Okay. Well, see, this one thing that really pisses me off about him is not only did he purposely throw the last election, but he has taken our Alabama's name and dragged it through the mud and made a mockery of us. And so I just don't believe the man deserves the respect. And maybe I'm being too harsh, but I doubt it.
Well, Red Top, I'm not cutting you off because I disagree. I'm cutting you off because we're completely out of time.
Yeah, we are.
Good. Enjoyed it, guys.
Thanks so much.
Well, and Jack, that was a show.
That was a show. Yeah.
And we're going to be at Baumhauer's tonight with Greg.
6 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll be.